C.G. Dolan. I am a thing that dies. I am a thing that dies in the dirt of loneliness and in the numberless hours. But today, I felt a nameless calling out west. And there I went, and there I found myself in a cemetery. And here, I felt open breath to a long, encumbered chest, and I sat in the grass, inside of the sharp black gates, amidst the withering stones engraved with impersonable names, infants and soldiers plunged into that dirt. And I opened myself to them, and they say, "We cared, we lived, we gave, and we took." And the message made me feel queasy, like my heart was that carved stone and my head was filled with this personless air. So I sat down in this thoughtlessness, and bliss found me here. A bird chirped. My grandmother is that bird, the bright one that chirps and coos. She is of great comfort to me here and anywhere that I can hear her voice. But then and there, I heard a call again. It's the river that wishes to speak now. And so I went. I went on an arduous but laborless journey across dusty paths and innumerable untitled stones. And there, the dark river meets me. And I learn that my grandfather is a crawfish in this river, crawling out of a crevice and staring at me. He turns and points his body thin and forward and pushes up and through a forceful current between the rocks, then confidently descends into the darkest deep I can see. This, through action, is what he had to say to me. And with that, I took this darkness and I swallowed it. It healed, and I took this darkness and I baptized myself with it, and it lived. And it lives in me, and thus I became alive. And it's holy in this long, light, and forgotten way. And there are no names on the stones that name it.